The moon was so near full that when Eva woke and went to the observation car, it was low over the high ground of the escarpment, glowing like a huge gold coin. She watched it sink below the dark horizon, shrouded by garlands of cloud that were blowing in on the monsoon winds streaming from the Indian Ocean. Before it disappeared completely, the first rays of the rising sun sparkled on the silver dome of the airship, and gradually the details of the landscape reappeared out of the darkness. Then her heart was thumping against her ribs as she saw the familiar outline of Lonsonio Mountain taking shape before her eyes. Every detail was etched on her memory. She recognized the red cliffs above Sheba's pool and saw the foaming waters sparkle at the touch of the first sunbeams. It was as though Badger was with her again. In her mind's eye, she saw every plane and angle of his naked torso as he stood under the cascading falls and laughed at her, teasing her, daring her to come to him. "Oh, my darling," she lamented silently, "where are you? Will I never see you again?" Then, miraculously, he was before her, so close that if she reached out her hand, she could have touched his beautiful sun-browned face. He was gazing directly into her eyes. It was only for the most fleeting moment, but she saw that he had recognized her, and then he was gone as suddenly as he had come.